A study from the University of Michigan Health System shows female doctors are twice as likely to order HPV tests for patients at low risk for developing cervical cancer than their male counterparts. Senior author Dr. Mac Ruffin says it's important that testing be done regardless of how a pap smear comes back.
If you've had three or more lifetime sexual partners, your risk of having that infection goes up. And also, over 95% of the people infected with HPV don't have any symptoms, so you can't base it on symptoms. A lot of people feel like, well, if I get the HPV test, it's going to have some negative impact. No. And other people say, if I have HPV, does that mean I'm going to get cervical cancer? No. It just means you're at risk.
The study found that factors such as the training and procedures at individual clinics also play into whether low-risk patients are tested for HPV. And senior-level doctors are less likely to order the tests than their less seasoned colleagues. The findings were published in the Journal of the American Board of Family Medicine. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.